This is Dina Marie, and during the month of October, the church in the United States celebrates Respect Life Month. It's a time for us as Catholics to continue. We're always praying for life. We're always praying for Respect Life, but particularly the first weekend of the month of October is Respect Life Sunday, and it's a time for us to continue to stand for a respect for life from the very beginning, that moment of conception until natural death. And we're so grateful to have many ministries throughout the country that support and walk with women. In fact, the tagline for St. Germain's pregnancy center is Walking with Women in Crisis Pregnancies, and they're located in Salem, Oregon, the same place that we have our Rosary Bowl every year on the first Saturday of the month during the month of the Rosary and Respect Life Month. With me today, I have Lisa Juring. She serves as the executive director of St. Germain Pregnancy Center in Salem, and also one of their volunteers. Sheila is with us. Sheila Mosel, and she's also at Queen of Peace Parish, and Lisa's over at Sacred Heart in Jervis. Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for joining me today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Sheila, thanks for spending some time with us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
I wanted to hear just a little bit, Lisa, about St. Germain's Pregnancy Center. We're so grateful that throughout the country, I mean, so many areas have centers like yours. Tell us a little bit about St. Germain's in terms of the services and just really why you're there and present in the Salem-Keizer area.
Well, first of all, when we say we're pro-life, we also want to make sure that we are loving the baby and the mother. So we are dedicated to meeting the material and emotional needs of young women who are or may be pregnant. We offer confidential pregnancy tests, education and encouragement, at what can be a very challenging time. And we give away layettes to moms right before or right after they have their baby. And then we also give away diapers, formula, and clothing. So we really are just wanting to make sure that we're meeting those material and emotional needs of the women walking through our doors.
Yeah. Lisa's with us from St. Germain's Pregnancy Center in Salem. They are located right on Wolverine Street Northeast. Lisa, what was your first connection with St. Germain's? How did you learn about this community?
So I started praying outside Planned Parenthood every Friday. My mom got me started with a group of people that we walk every Friday and we pray the Rachel Rosary and the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and some other prayers. So that's how I learned about St. Germain's, because it's right in the next parking lot next to Planned Parenthood. And then I got to know Kathy Van Loo, who was the previous executive director, and she asked me to be a volunteer. So I did that for a period of time, and then my mom's cancer came back and I needed to be taking her to all sorts of appointments, so I stepped back from volunteering. Then a couple years after she passed, Kathy wanted to transition out of being executive director, and she asked me if I'd be willing to take that on, and I wasn't sure at first, but I prayed about it, and I really felt that my mom was interceding also, and then I just felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me that, yeah, I could do this. So it's almost 2 years since I've been executive director.
Lisa, I think it's just a great witness, you and your mom praying together, praying for women, being that visible face, that face of love and hope to be there and to see you kind of walking into the next step of helping other moms and hopefully moms and daughters and sons, working together, praying together. So I have a feeling your mom is really interceding on your behalf in this mission. What have you learned, as a woman of prayer, to see what happens every day at St. Germain's, how has it changed you and impacted your life?
It's just so beautiful to see women, especially women who maybe are on the fence about choosing life, to be able to speak to them. And Sheila could talk to this more than I can, because I'm not there on a day-to-day basis anymore. I'm doing the behind the scenes stuff. But it's just beautiful to see women come to the realization that they're carrying a precious gift from God, and yeah, and realize that they are so loved by God. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Lisa. Also, Sheila's with us from St. Germain's Crisis Pregnancy Center, Pregnancy Center in Salem. The website is stgermains.org, and that's the great first step to get to know more about all of the resources. If you live in the Salem-Kaiser area, this is a great community to get to know a little bit better. In fact, we're going to be doing a diaper drive on your behalf through some of our table participants at the Rosary Bowl. So people come to the Rosary Bowl in Salem and bring your diapers, and those donations are going to go directly to the moms and babies at St. Germain's Pregnancy Center. Sheila, for you, living in the Salem area, going to Queen of Peace, how did you first learn about St. Germain's?
Must have been through the bottle drives, the baby bottle drives that they take up every year at Queen of Peace and other churches where they collect, you know, your spare change, checks or cash, and just helping with that. So that was my first contact with them, and then meeting Kathy and getting involved on the board, and then eventually becoming a volunteer. So that was my introduction to the center. I've just been a cradle Catholic and passionately pro-life. So.
Right. And what are some of the things, Sheila, in terms of volunteering that you do on a regular basis?
Well, we just love, part of it is loving to see those babies and children that come through the door with their moms, but also the stories of, you know, joy when women are take the pregnancy test and are pregnant and are happy to be pregnant. But, and then the times that tugs at your heart when you're the person is not happy to be pregnant, and the walking with them and praying for them and hoping that attitude is changed for life.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that in Salem, and I talked to Lisa about this before we started our recording, is there's a life chain every year that happens in the month of October, the first Sunday in October. And from 2:30 to 3:30, it's an hour long vigil on the street of Lancaster. Sheila, what's been your experience of the life chain?
Well, it's pretty powerful to see the people lined up along Lancaster with signs and praying peacefully. And then you get the honking, and you're never, sometimes it's honking in in favor, and other times it's opposed, but it's still a visible presence to be a part of that.
Absolutely.
And then I was going to say, and last night there was the kickoff rally for the 40 Days for Life there on Wolverine Street, right near St. Germain and Unplanned Parenthood, or Unplanned, Planned Parenthood. We want them to be unplanned in a way, but I'm thankful that our center is right there by Planned Parenthood as an alternative to their presence. So what's powerful is when the volunteers, there's sidewalk advocates that are on the sidewalk, and if they can intervene and then guide the couple to our resource center, then we're there as an additional step in the direction towards life. So,
right.
And all those partner connections.
Yeah. It's being out there, it's being visible, it's being on the sidewalk, it's opening your doors, it's inviting. Lisa, how are the different ways in which you kind of get the word out that St. Germain's is available, that you're inviting other resources to use you as a place to direct women, particularly who might be in a crisis pregnancy?
Well, there's our website, which you mentioned already. We get a lot of, I'd say, visibility through the baby bottle drives that we do in the spring and in the fall at the Catholic churches in the area. That really helps get the word out. We have brochures available they can take. And beyond that, a lot of it's just word of mouth, I think, too. And like you talked about before, 40 Days for Life and our sidewalk advocates and we're right there. So we can be directing those women who are maybe considering keeping their baby to come over to St. Germain.
Yeah.
And we do put out a billboard when we're there that says free pregnancy test. So sometimes we get people by that are not really coming to us, but they end up there by accident.
Maybe not by accident, maybe by God's providence, which is so beautiful. So, oh, I love it. And maybe a little nudge from that guardian angel, I pray as well. Again, Lisa and Sheila are with us from St. Germain's Pregnancy Center in Salem, Oregon. stgermains.org is the website. We are coming up to a break, ladies, but I want to hear a little bit more about the power of prayer, the power of getting those resources out there, and the power of just being able to walk with women who are in need. And so let's continue our conversation with St. Germain's in the next half hour. This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Lisa and Sheila, part of the community at St. Germain's Pregnancy Center. They're located in Salem, Oregon. Same location we have in the City of Peace, our annual Rosary Bowl event, which is on the first Saturday of October, this year, October 4th, at the East Salem Community Center. We're going to be doing a diaper drive in benefit of St. Germain's Pregnancy Center. So please bring to the Rosary Bowl, and you'll see Holy Family Supply, a great Catholic supply store in Salem, along with our Heritage Girls, collecting all of those new diapers, any size, bring them, bring them, bring them, and they will be used by these moms and their little babies as they are supported with love and with prayer at St. Germain Pregnancy Center. And I'm just excited to hear the great work for two decades at least that St. Germain's has been serving the community. Lisa, you mentioned earlier that you and your mom and many other sidewalk counselors and prayer warriors would be there at Planned Parenthood, which is real close to St. Germain's, praying. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned a Rachel's Rosary. Can you tell us a little bit about that rosary and how it really fits in with pro-life ministry?
Yeah, it's a beautiful rosary with every intention or every beat of the rosary, every Hail Mary with a special intention related to the pro-life ministry. Like the Sorrowful Mysteries, it talks about for women who have an abortion, for women who've died during an abortion, for women who regret their abortion. There's just an intention for every single beat of the rosary related to the pro-life ministry. And so it's very beautiful, very moving. If you haven't ever prayed the Rachel Rosary, I highly recommend it.
That's amazing. Sheila, for you, in terms of prayer, how has that been part of your volunteering at St. Germain's?
Well, that's one of the first things we do is we begin, before we unlock the doors, we cover our day in prayer. And so some of the volunteers are Catholic and some are not, and that's all right. So we all are Christian in our faith. And so we just start our day in prayer and then go from there.
Sheila, when you are there at the center, whether people are calling, ladies are walking in the door, what are some common questions, common concerns, common things that come in that you maybe expect or don't expect on a regular basis?
Well, we expect the ones that we offer. So we expect the moms that come in asking for diapers and wipes and the clothing and stuff and the formula, because we do offer formula for nursing moms or for those that aren't able to nurse. What I don't expect sometimes that we get are questions about furniture and other financial means of help. And so we have a referral list that we are able to help with that. But, you know, as far as what we offer, I don't usually expect the ones that we don't offer.
Lisa, as you look at the ministry at St. Germain's Pregnancy Center, what are some of the greatest needs that these women have mentally, emotionally, spiritually? As you look at the women that you serve over the years, what do you see? Do we really need, or what do they really need?
They often just need somebody to tell them that they're loved by a God in heaven and a Savior that died for them. Some of them are single moms, so they're just sometimes really struggling with having any kind of support system in their life. So we at St. Germain's, if we can be a small part of, you know, making them feel loved and connecting them, like Sheila said, we have all sorts of resources that we can connect them with. We don't do ultrasounds at St. Germain, but we can refer them to Hope Pregnancy Center. we can offer them, connect them with like Oregon Health Plan, family building blocks, you know, just it's, feel like they can really be building up a support system so that they don't feel alone in bringing their baby into the world.
Yeah. I know one of the social media focuses that came out of Salem, if I remember correctly, is Stand Up Girl. And that website, just to have so
yeah.
much beautiful information coming from young women, talking
yes.
to young women. How has something like standupgirl.com in just kind of impacted the information and the right, proper, truthful information for young women?
Oh, it's a great resource. It's a great, you can go on their website and they, like you said, it's coming from other young women and young moms. Yeah, it's a great resource. I would say that that's something that we tell them about quite often.
Sheila, what about for you? How do you see in terms of volunteering? Is there an opportunity for women to help mentor? I think about the Mary and the Elizabeth and just having an older woman who's raised children who can help a younger mom who might be afraid. I don't think I can be a good mom. And it's like, no, you're the best mom because that you're the mom of this wonderful child. How are those relationships fostered there at St. Germain's?
Well, we see a lot of the clients when they come in and it's through word of mouth. So they do have their own support system that they seem to find, but then we foster them just, you know, encouraging them and inviting them to come back month after month to get the resources and then just follow through with them and just to, you know, love on them when they're there. So that's
right.
The main reason or the main thing.
And Lisa, when St. Germain's, as you're walking with women, it's during the pregnancy, at birth, but also after birth. I mean, there's education. How do parenting? How do I do these first things? How do I change a diaper properly? What are some of the ways you do help with these women as during pregnancy, at the birth, but also following up on that birth of that baby?
Well, like Sheila said, we just encourage them to keep coming in, and we can provide them with those material resources. But then also we can check in with them and see how they're doing. How's it going? Do you feel like you are, you know, is there anything you need more that you feel like you're not getting right now? And so we can, if we can't provide it ourselves, we have, like I said, we have lots of brochures, resources that we have that we can connect them with to help them.
Absolutely. Again, Sheila and Lisa are with us from St. Germain Pregnancy Center, Walking with Women in Crisis Pregnancies. You can find them online. stgermains.org is the website, or their number is 503-363-2525. Is the number to call to get more information. Again, the diaper drive at Rosary Bowl this year will be benefiting St. Germain. So please bring new diapers. All sizes are accepted. And we'd love to have you drop those off at the Rosary Bowl this year on October 4th. Then October 5th is the first Sunday of the month, which is Respect Life Sunday, and a great time for us to gather our prayer intentions, particularly for the pro-life movement and for these beautiful babies and their mothers, and also the Life Chain, which will happen in Salem. If you're there, get on Lancaster Drive a little bit before 2:30 and pray together as a faith community. Lisa, what are the greatest needs you need in terms of volunteers, financial support? We always talk about time, talent, and treasures, but what can St. Germain's use to help these moms and their babies?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a great group of volunteers right now. I can't tell you how they radiate Christ's love, and I'm just so grateful for them. But we really could use donations, whether you want to drop off diapers or clothing, or you can also send them to us, you know, through Amazon. or, you know, pray for us. Not everyone is called to work at a pregnancy center, but everyone can pray for unwed mothers. We take gently used clothing. So if your kiddos have outgrown newborn to size 5, we take that. We gratefully except we don't get as many donations of clothing as we used to, so I spent a lot of money buying clothing, so that would be great.
And Sheila, just for those who might be interested in volunteering or being able to be a prayer warrior, what's your encouragement and why should somebody say, oh, maybe this is for me?
Well, they should give it a try because I didn't think it was for me. And I started and I was only going to help for the summer on Monday mornings, and I loved it, so I stayed on. But it's just a beautiful way to interact with these women and their children. So you don't have to sign up for life, but you can come and give it a try if you're interested in volunteering or seeing what we do. We're happy to welcome people and let them visit and see what it's all about.
Absolutely. And again, a reminder, Respect Life Month in the month of October, the month of the Rosary. Why don't you pick up that beautiful rosary and the Rachel's Rosary? You can learn more about it if you call Lisa and talk to her at St. Germain's. StGermain's.org is the website. And please bring your diapers to our diaper drive at the Rosary Bowl on October 4th in Salem at the East Salem Community Center. We're just excited to be able to partner in a special way. And let's continue to pray for life and for all of those mothers and their children and for all the holy families to continue to come to the love of God through our prayer intention. So, ladies, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, and we look forward to continuing to pray with you during the month of October. Thanks so much.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.